Network presents Eddie Condon's 39th Jazz Concert. Ladies and gentlemen, somewhere out in New Guinea, there are 30 GIs gathered about as close as they can get to Private Danny Gabler's radio set listening to this program. This afternoon, Eddie and the boys are playing right at them and to all other overseas GIs. On the trombone is Johnny Pesky. On the baritone saxophone, Ernie Caceres. On the clarinet, Pee Wee Russell. Jess Stacy's at the keyboard. Hoot Wetling at the drums. Jack Lesberg is at the bass. And playing the trumpet is a fellow that knows all about New Guinea, Max Kaminsky. The song they're playing is from the score of his Ziegfeld Follies, and it's called Strut Miss Lizzie. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And hello out there to all you servicemen and women all around the world listening to our recital through military radio facilities. Well, we've got your week's ration of that American Condon music ready for you. Just what's in it, nobody knows. Unless it's Mr. Eddie Condon.
Now, thank you, Fred Robbins, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Red McKenzie is here today. Red made a record of a song one time. Paul Whiteman heard that record out in Cleveland. And his reaction was to send Red a wire and a ticket. That's exactly how Red came to join Paul's orchestra. Red's going to sing that same song again today. The name of it is Time on My Hands, and the background is by Dick Carey.
I've got time on my hands, and I have you in my arms. Nothing but love in view. And then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dream come true. With moments to spare, with there's someone you care for. One love affair. Or two. I've got time on my hands. And you in my arms, and love in my heart, for you. With moments to spare, for someone that you care for. One love affair, just for two. I've got time on my hands, and I have you in my arms, and love in my heart.
Thank you, Red McKenzie, and ladies and gentlemen. Let's see here. Say, Max, come over here.
Here I am.
What's on your mind, Max?
Eddie, may I make the next introduction, please?
You certainly may.
Well, in Chicago, we used to have a little band called the Summa Cum Laude. Bud Freeman was in front of it, and Eddie Conlon was behind it.
I know that.
We were playing at the Sherman House in Chicago, and down the street at the Black Hawk was the Bob Crosby Band with Jess Stacy and Bob Haggard and a lot of other friends of ours. So we managed to spend plenty of time at the Black Hawk, and that's how I happened to hear a trumpet player named Billy Butterfield play. Then and now, Billy plays the trumpet the way it should be played. Right now, Billy and the orchestra are going to play a Fats Waller song called Ain't Misbehaving.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. They've got that fellow from the Delta here today, Mr. Sidney Bashier. You'd better make some new plans because Sidney has... There's going to be some changes made. George Welling, Jess Stacy, and Jack Lesberg are going to help him with his alterations. Go ahead, Jess. Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen. We've been getting a lot of mail from servicemen. Most of it was some strange-looking postmarks. And their most persistent request is that some of the jazz band classics be repeated. Just for that, we're going to play the jazz band ball. Both Billy and Maxie are going to step in here on this one. And if Sidney Bashier takes the chorus, why, so much the better. We'll take two beats in this. Ready? One, two.
Thank you.
Thank you again. One of these days, you're going to hear an album of records that we've been making devoted to the works of George Gershwin. One of the more important items in it is a composition entitled Someone to Watch Over Me. And we're proud to it, rather, we're proud the way that it was sung by Lee Wiley. Lee is here to sing it for you today, just as she recorded it. This bag line, incidentally, is written by Bobby Hackett. Jess, do you want to take a couple of bars?
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb that's lost in the woods. I know I could always be good to one who'll watch over me. Although he may not be the man so girls think of as handsome, but to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over. Tell him, please, to put on some speed. Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Fred, step in here for a moment.
Letty, I've got a few billet dues from the overseas mailbag. The first one is a cablegram, in fact. It comes from Moscow, where it's pretty rugged this time of the year, as any Nazi can tell you. And it comes from a famous AP war correspondent, and it reads, and we quote, "Hear your Saturday Blue Network concerts relayed here by shortwave. Press mob grateful to you for warming us up. We sure miss such stuff. Anytime you want lowdown on Rusky Jive, drop letter, war correspondent Eddie Gilmore, APO 193, care of Postmaster, New York. Regards, Eddie Gilmore." How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, Fred, I think we should wait till it gets a little warmer before we check on that Rusky Jive.
Well, Ed, here's one from Lieutenant J.G. D.F. McKeon of the United States Navy, and he writes, "I'm part of the base personnel at one of France's biggest ports, and we all have plenty of opportunity to catch your show. The fellows got such a kick out of last week's show that we decided to write you a letter, and I managed to get myself elected to do the job. We've been wondering how the Joes up front make out. They're the lads who are doing the job, and they should be hearing all the USA music they can. As far as we're concerned, we want to say that we sincerely believe that you're really one of the constructive forces in American music. And away from home, that good jazz music affects us like a shot in the arm. Do what you can to see that those guys up front get it, will you? Regards. And play I Found a New Baby the first chance you get, will you?"
Probably next week, Fred.
Okay, Ed. And here's one from someplace in the Aleutians, signed by about 20 assorted corporals and privates, and they say, "Gets pretty lonely up here, but those jazz concerts come in just like a letter from home. After debating the subject for a couple of months, we had an election last week to pick out our own pinup girl. I guess those programs count for a lot out here because Lee Wiley won in a walk, and not one of us knows what she looks like." Tell her that this particular Nissen hut, way out in the ice, has voted her the girl we'd most like to come home to. How about that, Jess? And ask her if she'd send us a big picture for our wall that we can look at between programs. We do that, Ed?
Well, do you think we should have that insulated?
I don't know, but we better send one right away. And while we've got about 5 minutes, Eddie, everybody wants a lot of swell blues. How about the Carnegie Leap?
Well, looks like Jess will take it right off now. Go ahead, Jess.
This is the Blue Network.